This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A partial government shutdown is dragging through its seventh day with no end to the impasse in sight. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the shutdown's impact has been limited so far. But that's about to change if no deal is reached.
The nation's capital is a popular destination around this time each year. After nearly a week of the shutdown, the impact on some highly visited places has been limited. But incoming acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says that'll change if the shutdown continues.
The Smithsonian, for example, has been open all week. It will be closed after New Year's.
That includes the National Zoo, the Air and Space, Natural History, and African American History Museums, and several galleries. The attractions have stayed open so far by using unspent funds, which are about to run out. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A suspected illegal immigrant accused of shooting to death a California police officer was arrested Friday after a two-day manhunt that President Donald Trump cited in his push for building a wall on the border with Mexico. Stanislaus County Sheriff Adam Christensen said at a news conference the suspect was arrested in Bakersfield, about 320 kilometers south of Newman, where the police officer was shot early Wednesday.
Gustavo Perez Arriaga, 33 years old, again, was arrested earlier today during the execution of a search warrant. He was found at a residence in the Bakersfield, Kern County area.
Christensen said the suspect was an illegal immigrant from Mexico who claimed to be involved with a criminal gang called the Sureños. 33-year-old Ronil Singh, a native of Fiji who immigrated to the United States to become a police officer, was shot and killed after pulling over the suspect on suspicion of driving under the influence. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has reportedly expressed anger over the Syrian army's announcement that it has entered the Kurdish-controlled town of Manbij. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Syrian state TV showed video of what it claimed were government forces inside the northern town of Manbij, which is nominally controlled by an independent military council composed of Kurdish and Arab residents. Turkey has been threatening to invade Manbij for months, stepping up the rhetoric after U.S. President Donald Trump announced he was pulling U.S. troops out of northern Syria and telling Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that he would hand the region over to Ankara. Arab media reported that Turkish President Erdogan was irate about the Syrian government's move, while top Russian officials congratulated Damascus for taking control of the town. Arab media reports that both the Turkish foreign and defense ministers are expected to visit Moscow Saturday to discuss the situation in northern Syria with their Russian counterparts. Edward Uranian for